Welcome, baseball family. This week, we're going to talk about the Yankees missing the playoffs, Ronald Acuña Jr. setting some records, and we're going to get you set for the playoff races next.
9plusUS presents the Baseball Together podcast with your hosts, Blackjack Brad and Kansas City Little Big Briggy Blue Eyes. And now, Baseball Together.
Welcome, baseball family, to this week's episode of the Baseball Together podcast. I am Brad, and on my left, we have our trusty co-pilot, Brig. How are you this evening, Brig?
What up, yo? I'm fine. I'm just making it, and it's great, and I'm loving every minute of it.
And making it.
Here.
Love it.
I put on pants. Present. That's good.
Love to hear it. Hey, before we get started, though, Brig, let's tell the people about New Era. If you listen to the show at all, you know we love hats. Our favorite hats are made by New Era. From spring training through the postseason, the Bush Leagues, the Bigs, New Era Cap is the official headwear of Major League Baseball. One of our favorite episodes every year is ranking the newest minor league Copa caps. Now we have the ability to bring you, our listeners, 15% off every New Era cap you buy. Go to neweracap.com/baseballtogether. And use code baseball together, one word, at checkout. Again, use baseball together, no spaces, at neweracap.com/baseballtogether for 15% off your order. Some exclusions apply. Pop down into the comments. Let us know which cap you're going to buy next. I love, here it is right here because it's backwards over my right ear. This is my Mariners City Connect, and I love it entirely.
I have a whole shopping cart full. Maybe I'll screenshot it for the next episode. I'll do a screenshot of what I'm looking at. That's what I'll do.
There you go. I like that. That's good. We'd love to see it. Yeah. All right. So before we get going though, I just want to let everybody know we are going to talk playoff races, but not until later. So here we go with news and informations before we get there. So first things first, the Yankees have missed the playoffs for the first time since 2016. As you can see, Brig is still a diehard Yankee fan. Good for him.
I shan't.
Not one of those front runners. I thought this was interesting. So this is the first time, like I said, they've missed the playoffs since 2016. This is the first time the Red Sox and the Yankees have missed the playoffs since 2014.
Right.
I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
Aaron Judge had something to say after their loss today. He said, there's a lot that went wrong. I'll tell you guys every year, if I'm not talking to you guys after a championship, it's a failure, which I get that because that's the mentality. That's the attitude in New York because that's what they've gotten to. Yeah, the party line. Exactly. But this is the part that I thought was really interesting. Says we got a lot to work on, a lot of things to change, and a lot of stuff going on around here that needs to be fixed.
Ah-ha-ha.
Oh, I don't think we're surprised.
No.
I am a little bit surprised to hear the captain say that to the media. Were you surprised at all, Brig, that it actually came out?
Yeah, I was. And the thing that surprised me the most about it is that there's so much interpretive license that he left to us. That's the problem. If he had been a little bit more specific, it would have been a bad move because he'd have been pointing fingers, and that's not team-centric leadership. If he had been any more vague, then the media and the fan base and everybody else would have been like, why'd you even open your mouth then? If he hadn't said anything at all, it doesn't acknowledge the failure and the mentality, and there's no acknowledge, you know, he doesn't acknowledge the party line. So he's caught in this really rough position when he is forced to say something. What do you expect that guy to say? This is probably the best thing to have said because it hits as many boxes as possible. But I do think it's interesting that he left so much up to the imagination. So it's both. It's rut-row and good for you. What else could you have done? I'm caught.
Right. Well, He did take some of the ownership himself for missing a bunch of time. I actually let that part of the quote out because it wasn't nearly as interesting. He basically just said, I missed a bunch of time and they missed having me in the lineup. Like that was it.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely true. But the thing is, though, is that that's the New York Yankees, and they are not one player. Have not ever been. Well, maybe post Babe Ruth, they have not been.
Right.
Shouldn't be. Though,
they were,
right.
They were a while with Donnie Baseball before the 95 season. So,
but they weren't any good then either.
But he was the only one.
Right. Well, but that's what I'm saying though, is that they weren't winning then either. They were missing the playoffs then. Right. And then once they finally got a group of guys in there who could play, they weren't just one guy then. Yeah. But
that's true.
Yeah. This Yankee team should not just be one guy. I mean, you've got, what's his name over at first base? Why can I not think of his name right now? Anthony Rizzo. I can't believe I couldn't think of Anthony Rizzo.
Well, you got Anthony Rizzo. Right, I mean, he's on the team.
Well, no, he's not because he's. Well, I mean, he hasn't been playing because of a concussion. But still, right. Like without Judge, he was there for a time, right? He should have been leading the team. Garrett Cole can't rally the troops. Can only rally the troops 1 out of 5 days a week.
Right. And Big G's not the guy. Let's be completely honest.
No, he's not. And I have learned some things recently about him being like a really good teammate.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's just not a vocal leader, you know? That might be what it is.
He's not very good at baseball right now either, okay? So I don't want to hear what he has to say anyway.
Well, you know what, though? You go back to the Cubs in 2016, and who was the guy who rallied that team during the rain delay? The guy who was having the worst series ever.
Yeah.
Jason Hayward, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to be playing good baseball to have the respect of your teammates.
That's true.
Get them to come around and say, like, I'm not playing my best right now. I'm continuing to try.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys continue to try to, because I don't know if I'm seeing it or not. I mean, I don't know what they would say. Obviously, I never had that role in a clubhouse. But
yeah, me neither.
Anyway.
It's interesting.
But no, it would just be interesting to have. It would have been really good for the team to have one guy step up and be like, hey, we're missing our best player right now. That's no reason for us to just roll over. You know,
you got to think that happened, though. Like, you just got to think somebody did that and it just didn't land or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. It sure didn't look like it, though. But maybe it didn't land. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it didn't. It has not looked good.
Yeah, so
I'm very upset. Anywho, personally,
I would be very upset too. And as a Mariners fan, I've been very upset for what, 2/3 of the season. So,
well, yeah,
I get it. I absolutely get it.
Yeah, you do.
All right, let's move on and talk about the Rockies. The Colorado Rockies, as of Sunday, lost their franchise record 99th game of the season. Now, their previous worst was in 2012. They lost 98 games. And I saw you put this on the lineup here, Brig, and I was like, no, 99 can't be a record. And sure enough, it was. Like I said, 2012 was their previous worst season at 98. But the reason I was shocked is because their franchise has been historically below average for officially 22 of their 31 seasons have been under 500, and overall they have a .465 winning percentage.
Correct.
Like, were you as shocked about this that I was, that this franchise has never had a 100 loss season?
Yeah. Yeah, totally was. That's why I put it on there. Cause it's noteworthy. It's like the Rockies lost. It's like, hooray. We all knew that. Right. And I don't want to be ugly. I'm not trying to be ugly.
No, but it's just, I understand, because any Rockies fan, I'm sure any Rockies fan ever will be like, yeah, no, historically not super great. Although out of the 31 years, they have made the playoffs 5 times. And those five times have been pretty strong for the most part. Right.
Yep. But that's why it needed to be up here, because it's, you know, it is newsworthy and it is interesting. Mm-hmm. And it does provide perspective that maybe they're not as underperforming is a really good term. Bad is not necessarily accurate.
Right. Yeah. Not a bad franchise. Underperforming. Right. Yes. And I've heard a lot of announcers in games where like the road team is playing the a team was playing the Rockies.
Yeah.
Opposing announcers say a lot of the times, like, it's hard to get pitchers in Colorado. They have to grow their own pitchers because no free agent pitcher wants to go to the Rockies ever, yeah. ever, right. ever.
That's
ever.
A good point.
Nobody will pitch there by choice, and their best pitchers are most likely always going to leave in free agency because they don't want to pitch there anymore.
They don't want to get shelled.
So they, yeah, they have to figure out a way to have a steady stream of their own pitchers coming in through their farm system, which is really hard to do. Really hard to do. So the fact that they have never lost 100 games until this year is astounding.
It's freaking cool is what it is.
It is. Yep. It is freaking cool. Okay, let's talk about Mike Trout for a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Mike Trout's season is officially done because of his wrist injury. Yeah. He fractured the hamate bone in his left wrist during a swing on July 3rd. And I think they went in, from what I read, like with this was before he came back in August. They went and they just took the bone out.
They did. They just took it out.
It's absurd to me. Like crazy they can just do that, right? Like,
yeah. Or maybe it was a fraction of the bone. I don't know, but they did just like, remove stuff.
Yeah, they take out like bone fragments all the time. But it seemed like they just took the hamate bone, which, you know, isn't very big. A lot of small bones in your wrist.
It's right here. Yeah.
Just took it out. Okay.
Yeah,
they just took it out. But it took him a long time to come back because the swelling wasn't going down. He finally did come back and played in one game on August 22nd, went 1-for-4. And then he said that he was in a lot of pain when he fouled balls off. So he went on the IL the very next day. After playing in 82 total games this season, his season is done. My question for you, Brig, does Mike Trout's wrist injury, potentially being chronic, give the Angels extra incentive to move on from him?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And if this does not increase his odds of leaving, then the world will weep and I will lead. Which I would have done anyway. Yeah. But this is this is bad. Bad, bad Leroy Brown, as my dad would say.
It is bad. I don't know. Like, that's the thing that's crazy is that ever since he signed that deal, he has not been in good shape. And this just adds to it, you know? So he's got a chronic back problem, potentially a chronic wrist problem. I wonder if he switches to an axe bat.
I was thinking that. And I was thinking all the different ways you'd have to adjust your swing from here to just push, you know, and without your wrist breaking all the way. And I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see how he adjusts.
I think he would switch. I don't know how he does his hands as far as like knocker knuckles and caveman or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I would think that he would probably switch to a more, I think they call this knocker knuckles, where it's straight, where come through, your wrist is straight and it provides like a stronger base there. Yeah. Cause I actually ended up doing that the last like 10 years with my swing, and I noticed it helps
for sure.
So I don't know if they'll have him do something like that, fix his swing a little bit or what, but it does seem like this is just one more thing on the wall for Trout to get out of Dodge.
Yeah. Hooray.
Hooray. Yeah. Hooray. Good for him. Good for the rest of us.
I hope that's how it goes. And I hope he recovers and has an exceptional, twilight of his career. Cause that's where we're at. Like, let's be honest.
Right. Yeah, he is.
He's at the end of whatever it's going to be. We're getting to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs to go somewhere and have a chance to actually win, because despite having good starts to seasons, especially over the last 3-4 years, it just does not capitalize into anything for the Angels. So,
nope.
There's that. All right, let's move across town. We'll talk about the Dodgers for a minute. Clayton Kershaw is now the second winningest pitcher in Dodgers history. Did you see that a post on social media the other day? I think it was a baseballer or somebody else, I can't remember, but they said, imagine going to a game sometime in the early 2000s, and you're like, yes, I'm going to see Randy Johnson against Greg Maddux. Instead, I get these two young bozos in. Nobody knows who they are. Happened to be Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
And now I wonder if anybody who is at that game remembers that those were the guys who pitched.
Like, probably not. All. But it's like, so
fun. Who were those two dudes who started that were supposed to pitch when the big unit and Greg Maddux were pitching? I don't remember anyway. I just remember we got jobbed out of an awesome pitching matchup.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he passed Don Drysdale, who was that? He set his mark at 209 wins in 1969. Clayton Kershaw now has 210, and he is second only to Don Sutton at 233, set that mark in 1988. That would be 23 more wins next year and the year after. I think it'd take him two more seasons. Do you think he gets it, Brig?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably not.
Okay, so
velo is way down.
Yeah.
You know, still has a great curveball, though. Man.
He does. He's learned how to adjust.
Yeah,
curveball. So
I don't know. Didn't he win like 13 games this season?
Yeah. So he's going to be a free agent after this season.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's necessarily a Dodger next year. I think this is going to be it for him. And whether he retires or he goes somewhere else, I don't think he's going to have a chance to get another win as a Dodger. Like, he's got one more start this season. But after this season, I don't think he has a chance to get another one.
Okay. You think that if he comes back to play ball next year, he's not going to be a Dodger?
I don't think so. Although, I say that because I've been sitting on that all year long. But given their pitching situation going into next season, upon further review, he probably will.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't...
Now that you mentioned
it, there's a couple
of
things. I'm going to look up one thing really quick.
Okay. But I don't think he gets it, though, because it would take him 2 years. Because he's gone this whole year and only gotten 13 wins. He would need 13 next year plus 10 more the year after that. And I don't think he's got that much left in him because he'd be 37 then.
Okay. Yeah. This is his age 35 season right now.
Yeah.
He's halfway through his age 35 season. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. He's been 16 seasons in LA with the Dodgers. Let's be clear. 16 seasons with the Dodgers. In that time, dude is posting a 79.9 career WAR, 210 wins with a career ERA 2.48. Okay, hold please. He has won an MVP, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, a Triple Crown, 10 All-Star appearances, the 2020 World Series, Gold Glove, 5-times ERA title, and a Major League Player of the Year. The dude is not going anywhere. He's going to stay in Los Angeles as a Dodger, or he's going to retire, and they're going to put a bronze statue of him out front. Those are the only two options
put a bronze statue out
my
front.
Brain has room for.
I don't think they'll put a bronze statue out front. He will get, obviously, in their like Hall of Fame or whatever.
Okay, that's okay.
But, yeah. No, I think Brig, if he had been the reason the Dodgers won the 2017 World Series, statue. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
for
you're
sure.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. Because he was one of the reasons they did not,
fact.
I think that's why he doesn't. But
that makes sense.
Anyway, no, I don't think he'll get it, though. I think if he does pitch next year, it will be with the Dodgers, but I don't think it'll be on more than a one-year deal.
No, it's going to be a one-year deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it might be a shaky year anyway.
Yeah, very well could be.
Like, yep. He's going 6 days between starts right now. He's on extended rest.
Are they doing six-man rotation?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's six-man or if they're doing an opener, but he pitches once every 6 days now, and okay. that seems to be working for them and him.
Well, so the Mariners did a six-man rotation earlier this year. They would do a bullpen day. And a lot of teams right. have been doing that, too, where they do a bullpen day as a yeah. six-man rotation. And it helps. It definitely helps keep guys' innings yeah. down. But the problem is that then you've got a day where your bullpen is taxed. A day or two yep. where it's taxed.
You're
so.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly right. Yes. With that, let's move on.
Yeah. Good thinking.
Ronald Acuña Jr. continues to make history because he's quite possibly the absolute best baseball player in the league right now.
I don't think that's quite possibly.
He is the first player ever to hit 40 homers and get 60 stolen bases. Did you see the commercial? I believe it was MLB TV or MLB did it, where he was walking through the office just grabbing people's backpacks.
Yeah, and stealing them.
Swiping bags.
Yeah. Swiping bags. Yeah. That is like a stack of them in his office.
I've seen in a very long time. And it was one of those things like, if you know, you know. And that was fantastic. Yeah. I loved
it. Was so funny.
It was so funny. So he, after Sunday, has 40 home runs and 68 stolen bases. Mm-hmm. He has a chance to really set a record that may never, ever be touched. With two more stolen bases to get 40-70. Spoiler, I'm quite certain he will. What do you think, Brig?
100%. Unless they're resting him up so hard that he doesn't get a ton of on-base opportunities. But other than that.
Well, and then if they're resting up, they're saying, don't run.
Yeah, just
we
chill.
We don't want you to hurt your hands, your fingers, yeah. your ribs, anything. Do not steal a base.
Yeah. I think you're
unless
right.
Unless you have to go to the bathroom, then go slow so you can get out. There's that.
You will be under armed guard everywhere else you go until we win the World Series.
Pretty much, because we need you. But then yeah. they've got Matt Olson, so do they? I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know.
40 home runs, 68 stolen bases sure goes a long way for somebody contributing to that, the best team in baseball. Far and away. It's been unreal.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's we got two more things here before we take a break. Three more things, sorry. Mookie Betts now holds a single season record for leadoff home runs, or sorry, leadoff RBIs, not home
for
runs.
For a leadoff
RBIs.
Player. So he holds the record for a single season leadoff player racking up RBIs.
And he has 105.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because that dude's supposed to be scoring runs, not driving them in.
Exactly.
But this is the thing, is that for a long time, the approach was put your worst hitter in the nine hole just to hide him.
Right.
Because then your leadoff hitter will come out, get on base, and all will be well again. But in recent years, the approach has been put your next best leadoff hitter in the nine hole. No, yeah. he's not going to get as many at-bats through the course of the year. He's going to miss quite a few. But you're coming back around to the order. You're going to have a guy on base for your leadoff guy who's going to get on base.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why Mookie Betts has been able to drive in 105, because the Dodgers are loaded. It took them, it was a super slow start. We were calling for him to tear it down, trade everybody away, and they still might need to this season, this offseason, if they don't win the World Series. I'm not afraid to say that.
Same.
But they're stacked, and they are certain to have another guy who functions as a elite leadoff hitter who can hit in the nine hole and get on base for Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is just crazy. Just crazy that he's able to do that, and that's how good the Dodgers are too. Like I said, yeah, after a slow start.
Yeah, they just kind of crept up on us, I feel like.
Well, it was good like them. They started winning in August. The Mariners fell off after that big winning streak in August. Right, that big run in August, July and August. The Dodgers have not. They are still here.
Correct.
So there's that.
And so is Seattle. But we'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll get there. Okay, real quick, we have weekend sweeps. The Royals, Brig. Of
Royals are heroes right now.
Swept the Astros this weekend. Unbelievable. Absolutely unreal. And they took 2 out of 3 from the Astros last week, too.
Yeah, they did.
So I want to talk about this in just a minute. The Astros have lost 9 of their last 12. Seems like they do not want to win the division. Just doing everything they can to not. The Rangers swept the Mariners. So this is the thing. This is what I want to talk about, Brig. The Mariners have not played the Rangers well at all this year. They won one game out of the entire season series so far. They got 4 to end the season. Not looking forward to that series at all.
Yeah.
The Royals have won 5 out of 6 against the Astros this year. Sports are about matchups. And sometimes you just don't match up against the team well, right?
Right. Yes.
Like, for years, even those years, those couple years where the Astros lost 100 games, the Mariners didn't match up well against them. The Mariners were contending for a playoff spot in a couple of those years, and they just did not match up well against them. They didn't play well there. They finally do. And here we are.
Same problem.
After Friday night's game when the Mariners got blown out by the Rangers, I was like, they just don't match up well against this team. Probably going to get swept by the way things are looking right now and the way things have looked all season against this team. I don't like it, but I got to accept it so that I'm not in a bad mood all weekend long.
Yeah.
Because that's a thing that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Our other sweeps, the Phillies swept the Mets and the Cubs swept the Rockies, handing them their 99th loss of the season.
Yeah.
4 sweeps on a big weekend is not bad, I feel like, because there were some series that looked like they probably would have gotten swept, but the Pirates came all the way back and beat the Reds on Saturday.
Ooh, that was rough.
Crazy. Oh, down 9, whoa. If you didn't see it. Absolutely 9. Absurd. And then, but the Marlins were not able to come back against the Brewers, who scored 12 runs in the second inning on Saturday.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Where was that Friday? Either way, one of the games
it was Friday.
Yeah, I think it was Friday. The Brewers scored 12 runs in the second inning.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? Did that really happen? And it did. It did happen. For real.
It did. It did. We are in a parallel universe, though. Something about a Hadron Collider. Some kind of collider.
The Hadron Collider, yeah, you're right.
That was last particles year. Are moving.
Or was that? That was last year.
Real fast.
All right. Last thing before we take a break, let's go into our fantasy baseball update. The only matchup that matters is our championship matchup. We have Grace Under Fire, that's Denise, up against Big League Chupacabras, that's Jewel. Jewel is currently in the lead, 745 to 719. His top performer currently is Ryan O'Hearn with the Orioles, 86 points. Denise's, of course, as you would expect, is Freddie Freeman with 77 points. But yes. Jewel is up by 26 points. Denise won last year, so she's looking to repeat, and Jewel is looking to get revenge on losing in the championship match.
Yeah.
There it is. Brig, you want to tell them about Versus Game?
Every day I love Versus Game. Baseball family, as you know, we always want to know what you think about the topics that we discuss on the show. And now you have a great way to interact with us and answer those questions and different things like that. We have partnered with Versus Game to bring you games where you can make money from participating in polls and in trivia. That's right. That's what I mean. Polls and trivia. I love trivia, Brad. Can I just make that clear? Okay. If you're on the winning side of a poll, or if you get a trivia question right that we post or anybody else posts, you can earn real money, real dollar bills. You can play for free as well.
And other prizes.
You can also play for free. You can buy ticket bundles and play against other listeners and other Versus Game users. So head over to btpod.onversus.com. on your mobile browser, sign up to play polls and trivia games. That's btpod.onversus.com to sign up and play Versus Game with us. It's awesome.
Be right back.
Welcome back, baseball family. This is the time where we get into all things playoff related. There's 7 games left in the season as of this very moment. It'll be a little bit different by Tuesday morning when you're listening to this, but this is the situation going after the weekend. Okay. First, really quick, I wanted to let you know that if you dig what we're doing here and you want to find another way to support us, obviously we've given you two or three options already, but if you want more, we do have a Patreon set up, and it is one of the best ways to support us. You go to patreon.com and search for Baseball Together, and we will come up. Starting as low as $1 a month, you can support us in doing this thing. We cannot do it without you. We can't do it without your listenership and your support and your subscriptions on YouTube and different things like that. But for as little as $1 a month, you can support us in this. And we have different tiers of support, $1, $5, $10, $15, and an even $500 tier of support, which Brad, in his totally, in his wisdom and knowledge.
Wisdomousness.
Continues to add perks to the $500 Hall of Fame tier. So jump in there.
The legend. And, that's the legend tier, Brig.
The legend. Yeah, the legend one. Yeah. Jump in there. See, it's even outside my frame of reference. I'm like, I don't understand. Anyway, you can check us out on Patreon and jump in and support us. It goes a long way. We've got some projects we want to get off the ground. So, all right, let's check in on the playoff races, because right now that's all that matters. Right meow. Right meow.
Right meow.
That's it, what it is. Okay, so how things look going into Monday, 6 or 7 games left in the season, depending on your team. The Orioles are now up on the Rays by 2.5 games in the AL East. The magic number has moved to 6. The Twins have clinched the AL Central, and they will host the wild card series in Minnesota.
That, you know, I was looking at that, Brig, and like, there is 4 games separating them and Texas right now as far as the 2 seed.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen, but if the Rangers were to absolutely met the bed in the next week, the Twins could potentially work their way into a bye. I don't think it'll happen, especially since they went ahead and had that hangover game, called it, on Saturday.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
But, there is still a chance for them to get a first round bye. Like I said, probably not going to happen, but there's a chance there. Chance.
Yeah. Good point. Very good point. And then the Rangers are currently up on the Astros by 2.5 and the Mariners by 3. The Rangers' magic number is now 7. In case you weren't paying attention, that's how many games are left in the season. It's going to come right down to the final game of the season in the West. So keep an eye out for that. We will be glued to the television.
Doesn't seem right. Hold on. Let me
do the magic number thing. I'll keep going. The Brewers have clinched a playoff spot. Their magic number is 1 to then take the NL Central. So just in case it's confusing, they have guaranteed themselves a slot in the playoffs, but they have not yet clinched the division. So they still have 1 game one way or the other to get there. And that very well might happen by the time Monday night rolls around. So the Braves have clinched the NL East, super duh. The Dodgers have clinched the NL West, super duh. Okay, let's get into the wild card situation. The American League first, okay? It's 5, not 7. Rangers' magic number is 5, not 7. Okay, wild card in the American League. The Rays sit atop by 9.5 games. It's theirs. Unless something crazy happens in the AL East and they suddenly take over for Baltimore, which is possible.
2.5 games. It could.
Yeah, it's possible. Then, as we stated on Thursday, and I think even the week before, that the Baltimore would slide into that number one wild card seed and by however many games. It's the same as this, 9, 9.5, whatever.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays are up 2 games, and they are in that number 2 slot. The Astros are setting the bar at even. They're at 0. The Mariners are 1.5 game back in the American League wild card. They are that 4th hoping to get in slot. The Mariners are hosting the Astros for 3 games starting Monday.
Yeah, so big old series. I think the Mariners have to sweep that to have a chance to get in.
Yeah,
they're going to have to.
I think you're right. So if the season ended today, the wild card would be Tampa Bay, Toronto, Houston. Okay, then let's move over to the National League. The Phillies are at the top by all of the games. They are just all of the games.
They are by all the games. Let me get your number, Brig.
Thanks. It's
Brad. That's my bad.
Brad didn't give me a number. Checking really quick. It's five.
Five games. Yeah.
Phillies are at the top by five games. The D-backs sit in second place at one half a game. The Cubs hold up the bar at even at zero. The Marlins are minus one. So they're one game behind. The Reds are only two and a half games back. There's lots of times to still make this up. This is very, very close. Technically, the Phillies could just totally take a dive, and this would change things up even further.
Yeah,
they're not going
really well right now.
Yeah. I don't see that happening, but you know, mathematically, that's possible.
Yeah.
So if the season ended today, the wild card in the National League would be Philadelphia, Arizona, and Chicago Northside on the Cubs. Marlins and Reds would be excluded. The Giants are five games back.
Pretty much.
So if you want to talk math. Yeah, if you want to talk math, they're still capable of riding into that storm. I don't feel confident about it, but I've been wrong before. I just don't feel like with all those other teams in the way, the combination of wins and losses required for San Francisco to make it into the top three of that, it just feels insurmountable.
Yeah. So especially with the Phillies playing really well right now, the D-backs have gotten back to playing really well. And the Cubs, despite the recent dive, they got the Rockies this last weekend. And, you know, who knows what their confidence will be like going the rest of this last week. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting.
It will be fascinating.
So we're paying very close attention, and we recommend you do as well. And if you don't, just jump in to the live broadcast on Thursday night, and we'll tell you what happened, where to go. Okay, magic numbers to clinch various positions in the American League. The Rays have now clinched a playoff spot. The Blue Jays are at five. The Astros are at seven to clinch a playoff spot. The Phillies are at one. The D-backs are at six. The Cubs are at six. Is their magic?
The Cubs and the D-backs have the same number of losses.
Yeah.
Their difference is in their wins because of the number of games they played.
Correct. So. And for those of you that might wonder, like, wait a minute, it's makeup games and rain delays and all sorts of things.
Yeah, so actually the Yankees and the Diamondbacks, by the time this comes out, they will have played on Monday, and then their game Monday was bumped to Thursday to make up for that, to help remedy that situation. And I wonder if they built in, because there's only four games. There were only four games on Monday. I don't know. It depends on when you're listening. Anyway, on Monday. And so I wonder if they built that day so they could bump rainouts from this weekend. And I wonder if those teams have a day built in later in the week just in case something like that happened. But like the Mariners and Astros playing stadiums with retractable roofs, same thing with Texas.
Right.
No days off. Right. So I wonder if that was all taken into account when building this last week of the season to make sure they get everything in. But there are certain teams and matchups that's not going to be a problem.
Agreed.
Hence why everybody needs a retractable roof on their stadium.
You keep your garbage to yourself there, sir.
I will not. I absolutely will not.
Okay. So there's a handful of ballparks you're not allowed to mess with. That's all I'm
asking. Right. No, I agree with that. But when those are eventually someday gone, they will
when
they
the time be replaced comes.
With a stadium with a retractable roof.
Just don't do anything to excel.
Unless you're like the Rays and you're just like, let's just keep it indoors.
Yeah.
Let's keep it all indoors.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. But all right. Anyway. Now, we have something now that we're going into the playoffs, okay? And we've given you
a public service announcement.
Yeah, we've given you a rundown on the situation. Now, we're going to peek behind the curtain and we're going to give you some insight into this weird tradition, okay? It's not uncommon. It's certainly something that we do, but if it is a
to
little
preface this, Brig, it's only weird if it doesn't work.
Okay,
and it works, so it's not weird.
Yeah, you're right. It does work. I swear by it. Okay. All right.
I absolutely swear by it.
We're going to talk about holding the position. Okay. This is something that our baseball family has talked about for years now. And it's time to just bring you all into it. Okay. So baseball people aren't just a little stitious. We are all the way stitious. We are the superest superstitious people you'll ever meet in the history of stition. That's baseball. Okay. Especially the fans, but the players are also some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. When you call, when you get a rally situation, right, you would wear a rally cap. And we've gone over different rally caps and ways you can do that. This is very similar to the rally cap. Okay. It's kind of like a rally position. All right. This is when, if your team is doing really, really well, whatever you're doing or wherever you're sitting or whatever's or happening, standing,
wherever your being is,
wherever you're living yourself, right? You don't, you're not allowed to adjust. You can't move. You can squirm a little. That's okay. I do that. I have back pain.
In fact, use this to your advantage at a stadium. I say
that's right.
Yes. If you're standing at the top of a section and an usher comes over and says, "Excuse me, but you need to move." You say, "No, this rally started when I stood here. I will not leave until it ends."
Right. And if they force you to leave,
respect the rally position.
That's right. If they force you to leave, it's their fault if something goes wrong. Okay. Here's the deal though. So if you're sitting on the couch, you can't move from that spot on the couch. If you're lying on the floor, you can't get up off the floor, Brad.
You're right.
Can't get off the floor. You got to hold the position, Brad. Okay.
And if you were not watching the game.
That's right.
If you were not watching the game, you are not allowed to turn it on.
Don't turn it on.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. That's a fact.
But if you are watching, you have to keep it on. Like, it must stay.
And you got to stay where you're at if things are going your way, right? Especially if your team is rallying, if there's a late push, anything like that. This also goes for milestone opportunities. You know, if somebody's got a no-hitter going, first of all, we don't talk about that. Second of all, don't move. Don't shift the fabric of the universal mojo because
we almost had to deal with this last week. We almost had to deal with this last week on Thursday.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling what happened, Brig? Or so what was going on?
Garrett Cole had a perfect game bid. And he was in the fifth inning. And I texted Brad. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the live broadcast. I don't know what's going to happen. It was about 8:30 at night. And I needed to be on the live by 9. And I was like, I can't promise I'm going to be there. I have to hold the position.
And I understood. I understood the assignment. I'd have started the live by myself if that's what it took.
Yeah, and I'd have missed it. And I would have watched a perfect game with my kid and just cried myself to sleep in joy that night because that would have been absolutely amazing. With David Cone doing the announcing and, oh, get out of town, right? Like, it was romantic as it all gets right there. Yeah. So. Anyway, so if you're standing in the kitchen and you're watching, leaning over the countertop or the kitchen island, and there's a massive rally, your team starts to come back, you have got to stay there and watch the rest of the game bent over the marble or whatever. You cannot change your spot.
Yeah.
This is also very important.
Has found its way on top of your head, it must remain.
Correct.
This is a thing. This happened in Seattle last year.
That's right.
The Mariners rallied and came back against the Blue Jays in the wild card round. And everybody at T-Mobile, they had a watch party going. Everybody had their shoe on their head and it stayed there. It remained until the game was over.
And they won. And it was great. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite rally cap. This is the shark fin.
That's my favorite one, too.
For those of you that are watching, it's the shark fin. This is a great new era look, too, by the way. So
it is a great new era look. I bet they would love that. Yeah.
So anyway, baseball this, family, that's
note, like, so if your team is down or there's a stalemate, for instance, if there's an 18 inning game, the deer is 0-0, you don't move. You continue to sit on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay on the floor, Brad.
Yeah. I'll stay on the floor next time for sure. So
I was walking around downtown in the city I'm in, and I was texting. I was looking at my phone. I was like, holy crap. I'm looking at my phone. I was like, holy crap. And I started texting Brad, and I was texting everybody else. And I was like, where are you? What are you doing? Don't freaking move.
And then I thought, I was like, well, maybe I need to mix it up. And I think I talked about this last October. I thought, yeah, maybe I need to mix it up because it's in a stalemate. We found no, you don't need to mix it up. You need to hold strong in rally position, maintain, or else Jeremy Pena is going to hit a solo home run. And then all will that be lost. Dude. I guess a double. It wasn't a home run, but yeah. But all will be lost if you do not hold position in a stalemate. Baseball family, get ready for the final push into the playoffs this week. If your team is in the hunt, find your rally position and stick in it. When it comes time for the playoffs, assume rally position.
Right.
Get there.
So because this is why it's a public service announcement, right? Because A, if you don't know about this, you need to know about this. It's very important. B, your people who are going to look at you like you're even crazier than you're probably already acting, they need to understand how deep this runs. So go ahead and play this for them and say, no, seriously, this is how it is. Because they probably won't believe you. Because they think you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, just like the people in our homes think we're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But we're not. It's real. So,
you know what, though, Brig? My last thing on this.
Yeah.
The NFL actually made a commercial about this several years ago. Did you see this? Where this couple is going in, ready to watch a Niners game, and this guy's random dude sitting on their couch wearing a Niners jersey, and they're like, can we help you? He's like, yeah, this was my apartment when the Niners made a run to the Super Bowl 3 years ago. They look at each other, they shrug, and they sit down next to him because they get it.
Yeah, you got to like, do it.
Yep. So
it's true.
It's a thing. It runs deep.
It goes as far as, for me, it goes as far as like, if I'm eating popcorn, I got to slow down so I always have popcorn.
I have a game on my phone that I pull out now because it's the official good luck game of the Seattle Mariners 2023 championship run.
See, so. Baseball family, it's so real. Okay. Oh, man. All right. Well, with that, now that they know that we are straight crazy, because we mean it.
So. Be sure to get yourself some seeds to eat while you're in rally position. Head over to SchnookSeedery.com. Use code BTPOD at checkout to get 10% off your order. Get the best seeds ever. Support your mouth. Support the show while you're at it. But baseball family, thank you so much for joining us. And buckle up for the last week of the season. Because this time next week, we'll be going through our playoff primer for you. And that's very exciting. But in the meantime, we will catch you on the live Thursday night.